parsnip. Take a healthy chicken, very recently killed, and clean it thoroughly inside and out. Cut it into pieces and then crush them. Place them, still warm, in your kettle, and then put a few more strips of veal and ham rind. Note that for 2 pints, approximately 2 quarts, of this quintessence, you will need only about 4 or 5 pounds of veal and perhaps 4 ounces of ham, in addition to the chicken. All being well arranged in your casserole, add a glass of bouillon. Seal the kettle tightly and put it on a high flame. If you place it first over low heat, the meat yields its juices but does not brown. So then the liquid sticks and clots to the meat such that it hardens during the cooking process and does not fall to the bottom of the pan to form the restaurant. When the meat has browned, place it over a moderate flame to sweat for 3/4 of an hour. Be careful that nothing sticks to the pan, and occasionally moisten it with a bit of bouillon, just enough so that the restaurant is neither too bitter nor too strong, but sweet, creamy, and proper for a variety of sauces, which ordinarily are made with ingredients that have their own taste and scent. Many cooks might put strongly flavored items in this quintessence, such as garlic, cloves, basil, mushrooms, etc. But I prefer the simpler fashion, as I believe it to be the best both for taste and for health. Marin, Les Dons de Commu, 1739. Restaurateurs. Restaurateurs are those who have the skill of making true consommés, called restaurants or the prince's bouillons, and who have the right to sell all sorts of creams, rice and vermicelli soups, fresh eggs, macaroni, stewed capons, confitures, compotes, and other delicate and salutary dishes. These new establishments, which from the beginning have been called restaurants or houses of health, owe their 1766 institution in this capital to Monsieur Rose and Pontellier. The first of these restaurants, which in no way cedes anything to the most beautiful cafés, was opened on the Rue des Poulies. But not being in a favorable enough locale, it was transferred to the Rue Saint-Honoré, Hôtel d'Aligre, where it is run with the same success and on the same principles of cleanliness, decency, and honesty that must always form the base of this type of business. The price of each item is specific and fixed. One may be served at any hour. Ladies are admitted and may have their catered dinners prepared for a set and moderate price. This establishment has for its slogan this charming couplet. Here are tasty sauces to titillate your bland palate. Here the effete finds healthy chests. Mathurin Rose de Chantoiseau, Tablette de Renommée ou Almanach Général d'Indication, 1773. Restaurant, adjective. That which restores or repairs strength. Restorative remedy, restorative potion. Restorative food. It is more generally used as a substantive. Wine and bouillon are good restaurants. It is particularly said of a very tasty consommé or a meat extract. By extension, the establishment of a restaurateur. A new restaurant just opened on this street. He runs a restaurant. Restaurateur, noun. He or she who repairs or reestablishes. It is rarely used, except for cities and public monuments. This city has been ruined, and the prince rebuilt it. He is its restaurateur. It is more often used in the moral sense. This prince is the restaurateur of literature and the arts. That abbé was the restaurateur of the prior discipline to his order. Restaurateur of liberty, commerce, of law and order, etc. Restaurateur is also used for a cook caterer who provides foods at all hours, the type and price of which are indicated on a sort of placard and which are served by the portion. To have dinner at a restaurateur's, the menu of a restaurateur. Dictionnaire de l'Académie Française, 6th edition, 1835. Forward. Adam Gopnik. When Rebecca Spang's The Invention of the Restaurant appeared,